I want you to consider a question. Where is your darkness? Where in your life today do you find darkness? One of the wonders of the Easter Vigil is that it teaches us, not just with the words, but with the actions. And this liturgy, particularly the first part, is immersed in the interplay between darkness and light, because it's teaching us about who Jesus is. It's teaching us what Jesus does and what he does for the world. Our readings refer to times of darkness. In the beginning, there was nothing. There was only God, only he. Beyond him, there was darkness. There was not existence. There was not life. There was not light. There was nothing. And yet, God creates out of nothing, out of the darkness. He brings forth light and he brings forth life. He brings forth an earth teeming with creatures. The Lord speaks into that darkness. And yet, darkness remains. The next reading, Abraham. This is in a time where there is not faith. Adam and Eve knew and walked with God. And then humanity fell away from God and was erased by the flood of Noah. Noah knew God, but then humanity forgot God again. And by the time of Abraham, no one was worshiping the true God. Nobody knew the God who created them. Nobody had a relationship with their true creator. And so God once again has to speak into the darkness the words of faith. He has to speak into darkness the words of promise. Abraham and Isaac, on the scene, receive this revelation of God. They don't know it at the time, but they even receive a revelation of Jesus Christ and how the Lord himself will be sacrificed to save humanity. In Exodus, the Jews are experiencing the darkness of slavery to Pharaoh. The Lord sees their plight. He sends them Moses. He sends them the plagues, and then eventually he sends them freedom at the Passover with the sacrifice of the Passover lamb. And the Israelites are able to escape finally from their 400 years of slavery in Egypt, from that darkness into light. And yet darkness continues, even with creation, even with the worship of Almighty God, even with freedom from slavery, there still is darkness. At the time of Isaiah, our fourth reading, there is darkness everywhere because the world is still locked in false worship. They are still worshiping pagan gods who cannot save them. And even the Jews, who are a point of light that God calls through Isaiah to bring all people to salvation, to bring all people to faith, even the Jews are struggling. After Isaiah, they will have fallen so far from their covenant with God that they will be taken back into exile, another point of darkness. And then, even having escaped exile, they will not find salvation. As St. Paul tells us, as the letter to the Hebrews tells us, they offered sacrifice in the temple year after year, and yet they still found no salvation from sin. They were unable to completely fulfill the covenant and the law. And so even in the light of true faith and revelation, there remained darkness. But then comes Jesus Christ. Then comes our Lord and Savior, who took upon himself human flesh, who died on the cross for our salvation, and on this night rises from the dead. Coming out of the tomb, he comes into the darkness and explodes in light. Suddenly and finally, this interplay between darkness and light is no longer balanced. Suddenly and finally, the light is here permanently and completely. The light that drives out the darkness forever in all eternity. Suddenly and finally, our salvation is guaranteed and assured. And so tonight at the vigil, we began in darkness, which is where all of us begin. We begin distanced from our Creator by the sin we are born into. We began desiring a light. We found ourselves huddled around a fire, which is ancient as humanity itself, where people would gather in the darkness for light and for heat, so that they would find that comfort in the midst of a scary, broken world. We began there, and from that point, from that very human origin, came the light of Christ, represented by this Paschal candle. The light is lit from humanity. Christ Himself, God Himself, who is human. This light comes to us. It comes into the darkness. We follow this light into the church, and then from that light, we all receive light. Finally and completely, we receive the salvation that comes to us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our candles that we lit represent our baptism. They represent our soul on fire with the light and the love and the warmth of Jesus Christ. And tonight, 14 new souls will be alight with the fire of Jesus Christ. Tonight they will be washed from their sin and corruption. They will be protected from the darkness of this world, and they will be given the light of Christ now and for all eternity. The darkness disappears for those who follow Jesus Christ. The ancient foe of humanity, the darkness and the sin and the death, is conquered and is no more. Christ has gone into the darkness of the tomb, and He exploded into our world and our lives with His light. We read from St. Paul, "Are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death?" Jesus came into the darkness. We were indeed buried with Him in the darkness of the tomb, buried with Him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. As to His death, He died to sin once for all. As to His life, He lives for God. Consequently, you too must think of yourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. My friends, I hope you never forget the light that burns within you. I hope you never forget that your soul carries that light into the world. And that no matter what darkness you face, no matter where you face it, in your family, in your workplace, in the world, in your city, wherever you face that darkness, it will be overcome by the light. If Jesus Christ, the light of the world, has overcome death itself, how can the light of Jesus in your soul not overcome whatever darkness you face? Wherever you go, remember this candle, remember this light, and remember your baptism. Because in them and through them you have all of the power and all of the grace and all of the warmth and all of the light you will ever need. The Lord has conquered the darkness, and in Him so will we. En donde es tu oscuridad? Todos nosotros tenemos oscuridad en nuestras vidas. La oscuridad de nuestro pecado personal, la oscuridad de relacionados, quebrantados con nuestra familia, la oscuridad de problemas y luchas. En donde es tu oscuridad? Pense, en donde es tu oscuridad. Creemos que la luz de Cristo puede luchar contra esta oscuridad. ¿Creemos este o no? Sí, creemos. No importa tu oscuridad, enfrente de la luz de Cristo, Porque la luz de Cristo es el cosa más poderosa en todo el mundo. La luz de Cristo lucha contra la tumba y la oscuridad de la tumba. Entonces, la luz de Cristo lucha contra tu oscuridad. En esta noche, recordemos la luz de Cristo, el poder de Cristo. En esta noche, recibimos de nuevo la luz de Cristo. Y en esta noche, 14 nuevas personas, 14 nuevas almas, recibe el poder y la luz de Cristo en tu oscuridad. En de hoy, de este momento, por cada día de tu vida y por cada momento de eternidad, estas almas lleven la luz de Cristo en el mundo. Estas almas luchan contra la oscuridad del mundo de pecado, de muerte. Recibiste esta luz. Recibiste este poder. Recibiste cualquier que necesitas para luchar contra su oscuridad y ganar la victoria, como Cristo ganar la victoria contra muerte. Esta es nuestra fe. Esta es la realidad de Pascua. Esta es la realidad de cristianismo. ¿Creemos este o no? Sí, creemos.